You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. Today, my guest is Mark Ammon, who is CEO of Universal Fibers. Mark, how you doing?
Good afternoon, Kemp. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me up here. Actually, I came up here for a big event. You actually just had the governor of Virginia here for a quick visit. You invited me up. And actually, it's very impressive. The governor, Bob McDonnell, came here because we've covered this on FloorDaily.net. You've announced the $13 million expansion back in December. You announced that you were turning 40 years old, and he didn't come for that. He came here because you guys are actually hiring. I think you've added 200 new employees in the last year or so. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, so talk a little bit about how you guys have been able to expand in a time when a lot of people are just hanging on.
Well, as you're well aware of, our industry has gone through not a recessionary period, but almost a depressionary period. Our company, through innovation, you know, right here in Southwest Virginia with a great team, we've innovated products. Those products sell on a worldwide stage with great customers and great new markets. And as we've done that, we've created growth opportunities despite what's happening in the broader markets we serve. You know, we're growing rapidly.
So you're here nestled in the beautiful Southwest Hills of Virginia, and you're an innovator. I mean, if you look back in 1969, the guy that started your company, he was actually the first guy to start making colored solution dyed nylon. And talk about some of the other that innovation. Tell me more about that and the other innovations you've brought to the industry.
Thanks. We love the opportunity to talk to that. You know, we were the first to solution dye nylon way back. We were also the first to bring post-industrial recycling into carpet fiber. We're also the first to bring post-consumer recycled carpet fiber in a nylon 6/6 form, which, as you know, is very important in the commercial carpet arena. You know, those are the ones that are most recognized. But then in addition to that, there are things around the denier building block of our products that have created a hand-in-glove relationship with tile expansion and market share gain, allowing for low carpet face weight, which is obviously also, you know, a good environmental answer for our industry. So, you know, those are the ones that would be most recognized in terms of what this company has innovated.
Let's talk about sustainability for a minute, because when you walk through here, and it's been a little while, I think it's when you actually took over the reins a year and a half ago or so, and just since I've been here a year and a half ago, I'm looking around, I'm seeing skylights, I'm seeing minimalistic type of structures. I mean, you guys have really continued to build out on this whole sustainability theme. You also have, you know, just in taking a plant tour, you spent a lot of time identifying, recognizing employees. And so a lot of things going on right with Universal. I know EarthSmart is one of the trade names that you sell a lot of your products with. Talk a little bit about the promise behind the EarthSmart brand.
Yeah, well, as you and I spoke about a year and a half ago, we talked about EarthSmart as really being our fingerprint on our company. I mean, it's not only our products, but it's also our culture. It's our promises we make to our customers. It's our promises we make to one another. You mentioned, you know, in your tour through our facility here with the governor, that you see an environmentally friendly place. We're not where we want to be yet, but we're definitely developing. And to us, that's all under the banner of EarthSmart. It's around our product. It's around our service. It's around our process. It's around how we treat each other internally and externally.
One of the things that's important I want to point out is that while you've talked about innovation and you've talked about what some people would call textile science, you also look at the color, look at the styling you have here. It's a big part of Universal's focus to have carpet yarns that actually, I mean, I think you have one of the widest range of carpet yarns in the market, don't you?
Not one of the widest, the widest. There's no question we have the widest array of color. You know, our products make a difference in our customers' products, both in terms of how the product is made environmentally wise, but also how the product appears, you know, in their end product. So we are proud of our color offering at Universal. And if I can elaborate, I never miss a moment to acknowledge what you just said about our team, because our product innovation is certainly opening up the markets for us, but also the team that makes this happen. You know, the 200 people we've just hired, but also the team that they join. We have, you know, we put this up against any workforce in the world. We have a fantastic workforce here in Bristol, Virginia.
And your products are not just for domestic U.S. consumption. I mean, you actually ship products made right here in Southwest Virginia all over the world, right?
That's correct. Our products win on a worldwide stage. Everywhere we go with our products, we win because of the characteristics of our products. As you know, we started a plant in China a couple years ago that begins with a product made in Bristol that's exported in and then is further processed in China for the Asian markets that are obviously very growth-oriented. But we're always quick to point out that those products made in our Chinese plant are not to come back here. It's actually the reverse. We're actually exporting product into those markets, as you stated.
And so we're in Bristol, Virginia. We're in Washington County. And the governor just pointed out you're one of the largest employers in Washington County, aren't you?
We're catching up. I think we're three on the list, and in 10 years we'll be number one. I would like to just comment quickly. You mentioned our $13 million expansion plan. That's actually been resized. We've expanded that, if you will. We've expanded our expansion plan. There'll be more of that to come. It looks like there'll be another great opportunity to work with the governor's office as well as our state and local officials to continue to invest in each other. And what's important for that for the marketplace is, you know, that'll allow us to keep the pace with our growth and keep our service parameters and get them back to where we're proud of, which we think are market leading when we're on our game.
Okay, Mark, well, I appreciate you having me up here. It's great to see you again. We've been talking to Mark Ammon, who's CEO of Universal Fibers, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.